Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited source master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaria.com. So here we go. The struggle between security and freedom, a classic relationship struggle that does not really exist and is not actually real. What inspired this vodcast was a very well-written movie I watched called Rumor Has It, starring the very excellent actress Jennifer Aniston, where she is struggling with committing to her fiancé, who she reluctantly agrees to marry, who is very loving and a very stable and, shall we say, boring individual, but she obviously still craves adventure and excitement, as did her mother prior to her marriage to her very stable husband, who she settled for, when she had an adventurous fling with a very charming, successful, and adventurous character played by Kevin Costner. Now, it's not said outright in the movie, but the subtext of the movie was, I love this man, but he's a tad boring, and I might want something a bit more exciting in my life. So Jennifer has a fling with the same man her mother did to sow her wild oats, but soon regrets her fling. She's obviously attracted to adventure, as Kevin is rich and successful and confident, has his own plane, etc. But she decides to settle for love and return to her very stable fiancé. Now, I understand their point that freedom and excitement and adventure are great, but love trumps all of these things. But as anyone knows, love from another person does not actually make everything perfect. And giving up your hopes and dreams for, quote, love, unquote, and security only creates resentment, not satisfaction. So it's a nice, poignant, romantic notion that love will conquer all and make everything all right and make all the pain go away and make us all happy. But it's just not true, because only we as individuals can create our own satisfaction, our own joy, and our own fulfillment. A partner and lover can be the icing on the cake of that inner joy and satisfaction, but love from another person does not and cannot make all of our dreams come true, especially because no one can create for us. There is no such thing as assertion. No one can assert their love and joy and wonderfulness upon us. We have to accept it. We have to allow it. We create our own joy and our own happiness. No one else but ourselves can make anything true for us. But why can't we have our cake and eat it too? Why can't we have adventure and excitement and freedom, as well as the love from another person and even a bit of security from that person, from that love? So why does love and security have to also mean marriage / ball and chain / imprisonment / slave to love / boredom and dissatisfaction when we have sacrificed our freedom and adventure for security? Well, it doesn't have to. We can have our cake and eat it too. But to get that cake that will let you eat it too, there are some spiritual relationship initiations that you got to go through, and definitely more, you're going to have to go through more than a few lovers to gain the clarity that you need about what you truly want. And then allowing yourself to have everything you want without sacrificing anything you desire to try and maintain the love and joy that you would traditionally obtain from another. Without having to make deals and agreements and sell your soul to keep another person happy. Because that is not your job, to keep anybody else happy. It's your job to keep you happy. Because the only way to have your cake and eat it too, to have the love from another person, but also be free to do what you want and be happy and fulfilled all the time, is to take 100% responsibility for your own happiness and not take responsibility for other people's happiness and your lover's happiness and your parents' happiness and your children's happiness, etc., and not make other people, similarly, reciprocally, not make other people responsible for your happiness or responsible for anything else, such as prosperity, finances, etc. That is the only path to true, essential, and complete freedom and fulfillment and ultimately empowerment. So everyone is looking for something different from their relationships. Men are often looking for freedom, and women are often looking for security. Hence the stereotypical rogue male hopping from bed to bed, and going on adventures and being cool and independent, and the stereotypical female who has dreamt of marriage to a doctor, and meeting Prince Charming so that they can live happily ever after. So how can we all create security in our lives but still have the freedom we desire? Well, first you've got to understand that security and freedom are things that you are and have all the time, regardless of other people, regardless of our love situations, regardless of who, if whether you have a lover or not, regardless of our financial situations, regardless of how, you know, supposedly loyal your lover or spouse is, etc. Our spiritual essence is joy, and the basis of life and free and creation is freedom, because we have the complete power to create anything we desire. And we have the constant and infinite security of our own source selves, and the security of knowing that we are all immortal and there is no such thing as unworthiness or sin or judgment. And we have the relief and security of knowing that we are all 100% purely unconditionally loved by source and our own source selves. And we all have the equal security and power to create anything we desire, including financial security and freedom, as well as to attract friends and lovers that give us the freedom we desire. And the master key to achieve that is to understand that it is no one else's job to make you happy. People make very erroneous emotional and financial relationship and marriage agreements in a feeble attempt to create emotional and financial security by tying each other down to try to maintain love, happiness, and security, which ultimately does not work because it puts huge pressure on both parties to try and act in certain ways to keep each other happy and try to maintain happiness and security in a relationship. But the real fact of the matter is, it is impossible to secure another person's happiness and security because no one can create for another person. Yes, individuals can offer their love and money and time and affection and attention, etc., to try and make their partner feel secure and happy. They can influence them, influence their happiness, but all that attention and focus does not ensure anything unless the other person decides, consciously decides, to feel secure and happy regardless of what their partner or lover is doing. Case in point, the insecure, jealous lover. The classic insecure, jealous lover. If you have a jealous, insecure partner who is suspicious of your every move and fears infidelity around every corner, well, no matter how loyal and dedicated a lover you are, their insecurity will surely drive you right into the arms of someone else who is not so insecure and jealous, thusly fulfilling a self-fulfilling prophecy for your very insecure lover. In other words, whatever you focus on, you attract, whether you want it or not. If making agreements and vows to love only one person until death do us part actually worked, well, there would be no such words as divorce or breakups. And in case you haven't figured it out yet from the countless love gone wrong, he, she cheated on me movies, TV shows, and songs, it is not possible to exclusively love one person and love no other, and trying to do so just locks you into a prison, a love prison that everyone longs to break free from. And that is because our true essence as source loves everyone equally and unconditionally. And because no matter how bad or good things get, they can always get better. Because we are all eternal creators, no matter how amazing our lover may be and how amazing our life may be, we will always desire more and better. More love, more money, more fun, more freedom, more, 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 better, better, better. And if our current lover says, I should be enough for you and you should be completely satisfied with my never-ending love, well, that person does not understand the essence of creation and our spiritual essences as eternal creators. And from a lifetime reincarnation perspective, I mean, do you imagine that we always marry the same lover over and over and over again, each lifetime over and over again? Well, get a freaking clue, dude. We are all cosmic sluts, hopping from proverbial bed to bed, from lifetime to lifetime, because freedom is the basis of life, and we will always desire more fun adventures with more fun people. That does not mean that you cannot be completely happy with your monogamous lover or spouse. You certainly can, but to achieve true joy and freedom, the two of you must understand the master key of happy relationship, which is, here it comes, each individual must take 100% full responsibility for their own happiness, as well as their own financial and emotional security. By connecting to their own source and not put pressure upon anyone else in the world to act in certain ways to make them happy, which is the classic trap that 99.9% of humanity falls into, which is you must act. This is our agreement. This is our vow. This is the you must act in pleasing ways so that I can be happy. Well, that is conditional living, a way of living that is alien to source. That is the essence of disempowerment and the death of freedom. To achieve a life of complete freedom and joy, you must be willing to allow your lover or spouse and everyone else in your life and on planet Earth to think, feel, and believe and desire anything and anyone, and even act out on those desires without your judgment and condemnation and without the usual human directive of you must act in these certain ways to make me happy. You must become an unconditional lover instead of a conditional lover. You must become an unconditional lover and liver of life, where external conditions, including all people outside of you and whatever they are doing, do not determine how you're going to feel. If your lover does not bring you flowers every day, well, you do not use that as an excuse to feel bad about them or yourself. If your lover does the dance with no pants with another person without your permission and approval, you do not use that as an excuse to feel bad about your lover, their new lover, or about yourself. If your child acts in unpleasing ways, you do not use that behavior as an excuse to feel bad about your child or yourself as a parent. the murderer and the rapist and the thief and the terrorist and the politician, etc., does anything that you could potentially judge as wrong or bad or evil or corrupt, etc., well, you do not use their behavior as an excuse to feel bad about those people and their supposed victims, or to feel bad in general. And if you're smart, you won't pay any attention to their behavior that we typically judge as bad at all. You won't pay attention to anybody's behavior that we typically judge as bad, because the most important thing that you can always desire is to feel good, to be happy. The only reason we want anything or anyone is to feel good and be happy. So, does it feel good to watch news reports on war and murder and corruption and destruction, etc.? No, of course not. So don't do it. It's none of your freaking business anyway, because you cannot, and it is impossible, to control other people's realities. This is not a world of assertion. This is a world of attraction. It's none of your freaking business. You did not create it. Nothing in the world you have created, and you can't control it or change it, because you cannot create for other people. And you cannot impose your goodness upon others, or your judgments for that matter. So stop wasting your priceless creative energy focusing on unwanted things and judging people for their negative behavior and feeling bad because of it. Because when you do that, you just attract more unwanted things. When you focus on unwanted things, you attract more unwanted things. So the master key to achieving your general satisfaction, joy, and fulfillment, and experience your true natural state of security and freedom, is to become an unconditional liver and lover by connecting to your own source that is the epitome of unconditional love, and connecting to your true nature of joy that just is naturally and normally like you were when you were a child, before society beat the joy out of you, where you are happy no matter what anybody else is doing, thinking, or saying, because you see the big picture. And you know that there are no victims, because we all create our own realities, and I cannot create for anyone else. So it does not serve me or other people to judge them or demand that they change their behavior so that I can feel better, because it is no one else's job to make me happy, because I am in sole control of my own happiness. And that happiness only changes when I judge others or myself, which makes me feel terrible. Because it is not other people's bad behavior that feels bad. It is my judgment that their behavior is bad that feels terrible. Because my source, who I truly am, does not judge anyone for any reason. No matter how horrendous their actions are that we humans judge to be, our own sources never judge their behavior. If someone does you wrong, steals from you, quote-unquote cheats on you, leaves you, ghosts you, abuses you, or hurts someone else you love, it is not their behavior that feels bad. It's your judgment of their behavior that feels bad. It's your disconnection from your own source, because you're judging that person, that feels bad. It's your negative, limited, doubting, depressing, judgmental thoughts that always feel bad, not anyone else's behavior. But freedom and liberation are in your hands, always. Just surrender all of your judgment and your negative, limited thinking. Easy peasy, and you're going to feel great and amazing and attract nothing but goodness and abundance everywhere you go. And now you are free. Now you're the proverbial enlightened Buddha. You're a proverbial Jesus. And that would be easy to do if you hadn't spent an entire lifetime practicing the art of constant judgment rather than the art of allowing. But, hey, no biggie. Just connect to your source every day through meditation and affirmations and focusing your attention upon the positive things of life. And you will start building momentum towards your natural state of unconditional joy. And then you'll feel your natural state of security and freedom every single day that is not reliant upon other people acting certain ways for you so that you can be happy. And most people won't understand your unconditionally loving nature and your unconditional directive in life to live an unconditional life because their vibration is far, far below you, vibrating at a very lower, much lower rate than you on the vibrational scale. But those desirous souls who are climbing the vibrational ladder towards you will love you and your inspirationally loving vibration, your unconditional vibration. So don't feel bad when other people don't understand you because it's not possible for them to understand you. Not yet anyway. They're just not vibrationally there yet. They live in a world of conditional love, not unconditional love. So seek to understand, not to be understood. Seek to love, not be loved. Because you have no control over being understood or being loved. You only have control over loving and understanding. Because understanding, you have creative control over. But being understood, you have zero control over. And finally, focus upon creating what you want rather than reacting to what already exists. Because once again, what exists, you have no control over changing. It already exists. It's done. It's a done deal. But where you have 100% creative control in your life is creating the joy, freedom, love, fun, wealth, abundance, excitement, adventure, and fulfillment that you desire. By focusing your attention upon the joyful things that you want and appreciating the things in life that you already have, that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, The Struggle Between Security and Freedom. And you now understand that there is no such thing as a struggle between freedom and security. And you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have a lovely, juicy lover and love others equally as well. You can have financial security and time freedom at the very same time. You can have a steady, secure lover, but also feel free to think, feel, believe, and do whatever you want. Your divine purpose is joy. And the basis of life is freedom. And you can live in the security of knowing that your source loves you 100% unconditionally. And nothing you think, say, believe, or do is ever judged as being wrong by your source self. And you can live in the secure knowing that you are an immortal spirit with the complete freedom and power to desire anything and create anything without any sort of divine judgment. You can be, do, and have whatever you want. And you have the complete power and freedom to do that. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast. I'm sure you did because it was amazing, as they always are. Please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Help their relationships out. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation, so that you'll be notified when I put out new goodies. And come visit me at zakhyron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality and literally make all your dreams come true. And find me on Facebook, Instagram, send me a message. Love to hear from you. My name is Zakaran, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and freedom to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday.